Hi guys, and thanks for listening to Grow an Online Business, the podcast where we go over all the tips, techniques, and advice you need to grow an online business for yourself. My name is Aaron Gerrels, and today we are going to be talking about dividing and conquering. So stick around. All right. So today we are talking about dividing and conquering. But before we do, let's touch on what happened last week. Again, not much. I didn't spend much time on the website or in the business last week. I did take a little bit of time off and not work on virtually anything in order to, for those of you who listened a couple of weeks back, I did study for, finished all of my hours, and finally completed my MFT to make me a marriage and family therapist. So I was able to finish my last exam, my clinical exam, in order to allow me to apply for complete licensure, which will make me a licensed marriage and family therapist here shortly. So anyway, I did decide to take a little bit of time off. So I kind of rewarded myself, took some time off, did not work on the website. So I don't really have anything to go over with you this week about what happened in the business, but I will be going over some new things probably next week when I've actually done some things. But I'll go over what I'm going to do or what I'm hoping to do next week at the end of this podcast. So the topic for today is divide and conquer. So what does that mean exactly? How would you divide and conquer your customers? Well, to be honest, customers will divide amongst themselves for the tiniest reasons. People love labels and they love to jump onto things. And they will actually spend money to prove to people that they are who they say they are when they are separated. So one example of this is fans of Mac versus PC. Man, when you're a Mac person, you're a Mac person. And when you're a PC person, you're a PC person. And you will buy stuff that is congruent with the way you see yourself. So if you see yourself as a Mac person, you're not going to buy a PC. You're going to buy a Mac. And if you're a PC person, again. So keep that in mind, that people will divide themselves. And if not, give them a reason to divide themselves. Call your customers two types of customers. I have this type of customer, this type of customer. And so you can offer two versions of the same thing, basically the same thing, two slightly different versions of your product or of your service, and then give those people something tangible, or at least something they believe to be a tangible difference that they can hold on to and label themselves. Get themselves a category that's different from the other one that allows them to fit in and become a part of it. Once they do that, they'll claim it, and then they will buy whatever products or services that you offer them that allow them to show others that they are, in fact, in that category. So let's see. Let's see if we can come up with an example of that. You know what? I don't want to do that. I was going to give you some different examples, but I'm afraid that if I give you examples and it is in line with the type of business that you're thinking about doing, it may send you off in the wrong direction, because that may not be exactly where your skill set lies. If that makes sense. I don't want to talk to you about, hey, you know what, if you're doing an online business that promotes, let's say, selling stationery, if you're selling stationery, I don't want to give you an idea about selling stationery that's different or not in line with your foundation of your business. So I don't want to tell you, no, what you need to be doing is selling stationery that's embossed. If you're not offering embossing and you think, oh my God, I need to do embossing, and so then you go and pick that up, that's not what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is, why don't you guys jump on to the Facebook group or the Facebook page? Let's just go to the page or the group. I don't care which one. I do have Broken Moon Media, page where I go over different things that I'm working on, that I'm doing. That's kind of the business that I'm going over in this podcast. But I do have a podcast group that is all about growing an online business. So if you're interested in growing an online business, you're interested in the tips, techniques, and advice, bam, jump over into the group. And do please share your ideas or ask your questions there, because there are other people, albeit not very many right now, there are other people in that group that are willing to share their advice and their ideas and their point of view. Now, the beauty of that is you can pretty much count on, especially with a group as small as this one is currently, that there's nobody else in your same line of work who's thinking, God, I just need the one great idea. And then you jump in there and you give, hey guys, I'm thinking about doing this. And they're like, there it is. And then they steal it and then put you out of business. I can guarantee that isn't going to happen. They are not going to be putting you out of business. Even if they take your idea, it doesn't have your brand. It's not your voice. So it isn't you. And it's whatever they do or they attempt. I'm a super firm believer in it isn't the ideas that make people millionaires. Here's an example. Uber. So we all know that Uber is ride sharing. It's people drive their own cars and they drive people around, taxi people, right? Moms have been doing this forever. People have been driving other people around forever. They just haven't been getting paid. Oh, I'll give you gas money. I'll hook you up. Don't worry about it. But now it's like, hey, it's the $4 or $14. You have to pay it. It's on the phone and done. So I was listening to a podcast, right? I do enjoy listening to podcasts as well as trying to record one. So I was listening to a podcast, and it was How I Built This, and it was talking about Uber and Lyft. And Lyft was first, but Uber was bigger. Uber got bigger faster after. So Lyft had the idea, but Lyft isn't near as big as Uber is. Why? Because it isn't the idea. It's not always the idea. Let me put it that way. It's not always the idea in and of itself. People have million-dollar ideas all the time. I have tons of what I believe to be million-dollar ideas and absolutely no ability to make those ideas into reality. I just none. With the right team of people and enough money, but I don't have either of those typically. So the ideas, while they're brilliant and they're shiny and they're awesome and they're encouraging and they're so scary and you want to tell everybody about that idea, but you also don't want to tell anybody about that idea. Don't be afraid to share your ideas with other people, because I'll tell you what, nobody else has the ability to make those ideas work either. But there might be somebody who says, man, that's an awesome idea. Have you ever thought about this? And they may give you a different point of view or a different perspective on your idea that allows you to say, oh my God, I couldn't have done my other idea. It would have taken me 2 years, but you just helped me make it. I think I could do that in 2 months. And then bam, maybe it's not to as grandiose an idea. Maybe it's a small starter step or a first step or a whatever in your process. But by sharing ideas and getting other people's opinions, by doing that in a place that's a safe place. That Facebook group is a safe place. It's there isn't a bunch of people in there all, you know, ready to steal ideas. I'll tell you what, just from the people that are in there right now, I would say everyone in there right now, if you asked a question to get a genuine response, nobody's going to go, ooh, I would tell them my great idea because I think that's an awesome idea, but I don't want to tell them because I might want to keep that for myself. They're busy doing their own business and they want as much help as you do. So let's get together and let's help each other out. I honestly believe it takes four legs to make a table work, right? So you're going to need your ideas, but you're also going to need ideas from other people in order to make that thing stand. So let's get together. Let's work together. Join the group. Jump in there. If you don't like it, bounce, honestly. But come in and ask. I would say at least come in and ask. And if you're too afraid to jump in the Facebook group and ask questions of everybody else, just send me a message, a private message. I don't mind. I'll respond back. I don't have a problem with that. So anyway, where was I going? I got totally sidetracked, and I do apologize. Helping people. Okay, so another thing, when you're talking about dividing and conquering and you're splitting people up, you're helping to find that what? I know you've heard this before, and I know it's been said a million times, probably starting to sound a little cliche at this point, but it's you finding a niche, finding your niche. And so when you find that, you will have a voice that resonates with those people in that niche. And when it does, they will want to fit in that category because they do, or they already believe that they are that niche. And so if you're offering something that helps benefit them, boom, they're going to jump on it because they want it. They want the additional help that they can get from the product or service that you're offering. So long as the product or service that you're offering has a value proposition that's higher than the cost. So if you're offering them something that is of real value and you're charging less than it's going to make them, they're going to buy it. I don't know. We can get into that a little bit deeper next week. I don't want to take up too much of your time here. But speaking of next week, so here's what I plan on doing on my website in this next week. I've got a couple of different websites. I do apologize. So I'm going to be spending a little bit of time this next couple of weeks putting together a course. I've just about got it completely written up. I've got all the bones there. I've got the outline there. I'm going to be putting together a course. It is on life coaching, so I will be doing that, and it is it's going to be a free course. It's probably going to be 4.5-5 hours of material to get through the course. It is a quick start coaching, basically a quick start guide. Program to get you started if you're interested in doing that, because online coaching and life coaching is an online business that can be done and is in great need at this point. There is a lot of people that could use some coaching to help them get to where they want to go in this next year, and especially with the with online being as prevalent as it is, and with so many people in business making strides on the internet and in on the online world, there is a huge opportunity for different types of coaching that can help people get to where they want to go. So I'm at this point, I'm not in the market to try and make a bunch of money coaching people and helping people get to where they want to go, because honestly, if I can just help enough people get to where they want to be, then it'll come. So I'm not worried about that. I'm just having a lot of fun helping people who wouldn't have otherwise maybe gotten started online, giving them that extra little boost of confidence, that extra tip, that extra little bit of advice, that extra little something to have them say, you know what, I wasn't going to do it, I was too afraid. But you know what? If he can do it, I can do it. So honestly, I've had no experience other than the last couple of years online. I mean, I had the same as everybody else, but I didn't start looking into creating websites and building online businesses until I would say maybe 3-4 years ago now at this point. And I hadn't actually done it for myself. I had done it for other people multiple times, and several of those businesses have gone on to making lots and lots of money. So I decided it is probably time to start doing it for myself, and at least helping other people, continuing helping other people do it, but on a more global scale. I'm really looking to help more, less people one-on-one, and more in a general sense. Of course, I will probably have to help people do it one-on-one as I get bigger and things get a little bit more busy. But at this point, I'm really, really, really enjoying doing it in a much more kind of open manner, where I can just talk and then you can go back at any given time and listen to previous podcasts, go back and watch previous videos, go back and read previous articles, and take your time. Because one thing I've noticed about starting an online business, especially nowadays, is it's probably not your primary source of income. It's probably just costing you money at this point, to be honest. So it's probably more of either a hobby or a side gig. So you're having to do it in your extra hours, which is why I don't want my podcast to ever be more than about 15, possibly 20 minutes long. So that you can listen to it on your drive to or from work. Or if you work really close to work, you can listen to half of it on your way to work, half of it on your way home. I'm trying to break it up into different segments as well. So anyway, I think that's where we're at. That's what I'll be working on next week. I will be putting together that, and I'll kind of go over a little bit of that. It's not going to be on my Broken Moon Media site. It's on a different site that I have, a previous site that I started a couple of years ago, but I'm finally ready to start offering some free free coaching and free training on how to become coaches. A lot of people on that other site have been asking me, hey, how, I know you're doing coaching, but how do I become a coach? And so rather than sending them to other places that charge hundreds and hundreds of dollars, thousands sometimes, in order to get certified to become a coach, I decided, you know what, forget that. I'm going to teach them how to do the business of being a coach, because most people already understand what it takes to coach somebody. You know, you talk to them, you listen to them, you find out, say, okay, great. I'm gonna have some of that in there as well. But I think the missing piece, the missing link is there are a lot of people out there giving coaching, but they don't know how to do it as a business. And I think it's very important to run your business as a business from the beginning. So when you start it as a business. Don't just start it as a hobby. So anyway, that's where I'm at. That's what I'll be working on this next week. So I will be filling you in on all of the updates that come into play next week. So I appreciate it. Thanks for listening, and talk to you later.